Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Magazine, here on Sun Sounds of Arizona. As always, I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Last week, we heard from Phoenix Magazine editor Craig Otier as he told us a few things to expect in the new September-October issue. One of the ones I was really looking forward to had not yet gone to press, but now it has. And I'll bet you learn a thing or two as we take a look at part one of the 25 best-kept secrets Phoenix has to offer. Let's get to it. The 25 Best-Kept Secrets in Phoenix by Madison Rutherford, September 5th, 2024. See the valley in a new light with this guide to our intriguing past and offbeat present. Number 1. Party like it's 1929 at speakeasy-inspired bars. Bypass the valley's beaten path and look behind unmarked entrances, through trapdoors, up alleyways and down staircases to discover clandestine cocktail lounges, concealed hangouts, secret menus, hidden truths, and insider tips. Consider this your treasure map to the road less traveled. Just don't tell anyone we sent you. The Westward. This West Valley drinking den is so hush-hush that it doesn't have its own dedicated website, Facebook page, or geotag on Instagram. But word of mouth is more than enough. Enter the Craftsman Cocktails and Kitchen's Verado location and recite the password, revealed each month on the restaurant's social media, to access the Westward through a secret door. Prepare for an immediate sensory immersion as your eyes begin to adjust to cozy dim lighting. The pleasant aroma of burnt sage and fresh rosemary fills your nose, and up-tempo jazz music surges through your ears. Of course, taste is the operative sense here, and balanced cocktails, plus a bountiful charcuterie board, are transportive. 19580 West Indian School Road, Buckeye, 602-429-0505, thecraftsmanaz.com. Take a boozy tour around the world at this cloak and dagger cocktail bar that recently opened inside Chateau Lux, an events venue in North Phoenix. Wander is a special event in itself. The immersive cocktail experience is only open on Friday and Saturday evenings, reservations encouraged, and regularly hosts exclusive events like wine tastings, art workshops, themed dinners, and live musical performances. Its specialty cocktail list is inspired by the modern seven wonders of the world. The Grand Canyon features aloe vera and mezcal, while the Great Wall utilizes oolong and Sichuan baijiu. 1175 East Lone Cactus Drive, Phoenix. 623-253-1000. WanderSpeakeasy.com. Poppy's Office. When Keeler Hospitality Group Patriarch Paul Keeler passed away in 2021, his family rallied to honor him through a North Scottsdale speakeasy designed to look just like his office, a welcoming space filled with his favorite things, family photos, sports memorabilia, and a vibrant community of friends, staff, and customers who affectionately referred to him as Poppy. His legacy lives on through tiki-inspired tipples made with seasonal, local, and scratch ingredients. 34422 North Scottsdale Road, Scottsdale, 480-602-2906, poppiesoffice.com. Tell your friends. The latest concept from Creation Hospitality and Clive Collective, the hospitality supergroup comprised of Chef Bo McMillan and veteran restaurateurs Justin Masai and Mikis Troyan, is an Art Deco jazz lounge beneath the Americano restaurant in Scottsdale. The speakeasy's opulent design features a bright burgundy and tangerine-tinged color palette, velvet drapes, mirrored walls, and dramatic lighting fixtures. The tidy cocktail list consists of mostly whiskey and vodka-based drinks, while a menu of indulgent small bites conceived by McMillan includes Ocetra caviar and truffle mac and cheese. You may want to tell your friends. Or keep this juicy secret to yourself. 17797 North Scottsdale Road, Scottsdale. 480-530-0045. TellYourFriendsAZ.com. The Madam. Step back in time to a world steeped in history and mystery at this secret bar, presided over by a fictional society woman at the Scottsdale Resort and Spa. Comforting craft cocktails employ unexpected elements like praline pecan liquor, fresh lavender, and vanilla citrus foam. The bar's decor, dramatic velvet drapes, plush patterned seats, commanding wooden shelves, and gold accents, ooze sophistication without pretense. reservations are strongly recommended. 7700 East McCormick Parkway, Scottsdale. 480-596-7411, thescottsdaleresort.com. Located inside the posh Hotel Adeline in Scottsdale, Straight Up is outfitted with black, gold, and mahogany accents, leather couches, and Persian rugs, evoking the office of a secretive but distinguished gentleman with a penchant for scotch. Ask the folks at the front desk for the evening's password and relay it to the person on the other end of the red rotary phone in the hallway to be rewarded with craft cocktails, curated flights, and an extensive list of premium and rare whiskeys. Enjoy a nightcap, then stroll around the property to find all 18 custom murals created by local artist Layla Parnian. Hint, two of them are only visible to patrons on the straight-up patio. 5101 North Scottsdale Road, Scottsdale. 480-284-7700, hoteladeline.com. A password procured via email newsletter or social media clues is required to enter this covert, Gatsby-esque cocktail parlor in downtown Gilbert. Once inside, crystal chandeliers, tufted furniture, and walls adorned with jewel-toned wallpaper and vintage photographs continue the 1920s aesthetic and ambiance. A seasonally changing cocktail menu includes spirit-forward standards, plus a range of tropical, autumnal, sweet, spicy, and tangy concoctions. Secret shows and themed parties add to the allure. 207 North Gilbert Road, Gilbert, 480-930-9580, twr.bar. The Ostrich. If it's one thing we know about Dr. Alexander J. Chandler, Territorial Arizona's first veterinary surgeon and founder of his titular East Valley Burg, it's that the man loved his ostriches. After settling in Arizona in 1887, he gradually acquired 18,000 acres of land where he raised cattle, sheep, and his beloved flightless fowl. In 1913, he orchestrated the construction of the San Marcos Hotel, now the Crowne Plaza Resort Phoenix, the state's first luxury resort, which boasted exceedingly modern accommodations for the time. Incandescent light bulbs? Reinforced concrete? Telephones in every room? Legend has it that the eccentric animal doctor stored feathers from his ostriches in the Mission Revival-style resort's basement to sell to manufacturers of flapper dresses, boas, and cloche hats. In 2015, the space was turned into a speakeasy-style bar, accessible only from an unmarked staircase on the west side of the building. The large, dimly lit room features masculine design elements like exposed brick, leather banquettes, and a wooden bar from which mixologists concoct cocktails both classic, old-fashioned Negronis, and experimental. Riffs on old standbys featuring inventive ingredients like fig-infused bourbon, minted rum, agricole, and lychee syrup that reinforced Chandler's pioneering past and present. 10 North San Marcos Place, Chandler. 480-917-4903, theostrichbar.com. Melinda's Alley. Part of this below-ground bar's mystique is its storied history as the alleged site of an authentic Prohibition-era watering hole. The eponymous Melinda refers to Melinda Curtis, the black proprietress of the 19th century brothel that was once located between what is now Adams and Monroe Streets in downtown Phoenix. The Adams Hotel was reconstructed on the same block after a devastating fire in 1910, and a narrow brick-lined passageway was built several stories beneath it. The story goes that the infamous madam, who was as well known for her charitable nature as she was for her illicit exploits, urged owners to preserve the subterranean space during subsequent remodels. The Renaissance Phoenix Downtown Hotel replaced the Adams Hotel in 1975, and in 2016, Melinda's Alley opened its doors. In the alley behind the hotel, concealed by a multicolored mural and punctuated by a single red light that, when illuminated, signifies that the bar is open for business. The Seance Room, a smaller private chamber within the space, is rumored to have the most palpable supernatural energy and is accessible via the handcrafted oak and glass saloon-style doors from the original Adams Hotel. 50 Adams Street, Phoenix, at Melinda's Alley, AZ. You're listening to Phoenix Magazine on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Number 2, creepy porcelain dolls in the basement of a former department store. The three-story building that now houses Hanny's Bar and Restaurant was a high-end haberdashery in its heyday. Built by prominent architect R.T. Evans in 1947, it was one of the first structures in Phoenix to feature an escalator. Once a thriving symbol of the city's post-war prosperity, the store succumbed to the rise of suburban shopping malls and large retail outlets, closing in 1986. The building remained vacant for years until restaurateur Carl Kopp restored Hanny's to its former glory and reopened it as a cosmopolitan eating and drinking establishment in 2008. Today, Hanny's is just as famed for its wood-fired pizzas and $8 martinis as it is for its mysterious basement. Rumor has it the building's lower level contains underground tunnels connected to other downtown buildings and served as a bomb shelter and makeshift morgue in its previous lives. Kopp played into the space's peculiar past by propping up a collection of life-size Victorian dolls around a rustic wooden table in a corner of the cavernous space. To view the dolls, visitors can walk down an unmarked flight of stairs to the right of the host stand. 40 North 1st Street, Phoenix, 602-252-2285, hannys.net. Number 3. Free public art hidden in a Phoenix alley. The cinder block walls and slat fences in an unassuming residential alley on Oak Street, between 14th and 15th Streets in downtown Phoenix, serve as canvases for prismatic murals painted by dozens of locally and nationally recognized artists. This corridor of creativity features colorful characters painted by Champ Styles, desert-inspired designs by Lalo Kota, a portrait by Nyla Lee, and other whimsical creations by Sheila Yu, Max Schneider, Maxine Valentine, and Danielle Calderon. Every spring, the Coronado Neighborhood Association hosts the free Oak Street Alley Mural Festival, where attendees can get a glimpse into how these public art pieces are created. Number 4. A bucket list foodie feast to end them all. In the know foodies are privy to the fact that tickets, $200 per person, for Bisaturo's annual sustainable bluefin tuna dinner quietly go on sale in early spring. The sixth edition of the dinner will take place in April 2025 and consists of the ceremonial slicing of a $7,000 150-pound Atlantic bluefin. Expert Itame then prepare and serve the fish in a fanciful five-course feast complete with cocktail and sake pairings. 2502 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, 602-560-0033, bisuturisushi.com. Number 5. Wardrobe building for half the price at an acclaimed vintage boutique. Specializing in authentic clothing and accessories from the 1940s to the 1990s, Antique Sugar is lauded by local vintage enthusiasts for the quantity and quality of its inventory. Offering everything from colorful crinolines and dapper designer suits to graphic tees and denim jackets, this nostalgic treasure trove is not a thrift store. But its prices reflect that. But on the last Saturday of each month, everything in the store is 50% off to clear space for new one-of-a-kind goodies and make them more obtainable for all. 801 North 2nd Street, 602-277-5765, antiquesugar.com. Number 6. Oddball Museums? We have plenty. Arizona Doll and Toy Museum. Established in 1987, this impressively extensive collection of more than 5,000 antique dolls, toys, and collectibles spans countries, cultures, materials, and decades. One section is dedicated to dollhouses, dioramas, and miniatures, while another showcases the evolution of Barbie from her inception in 1959 to present day. 5847 West Myrtle Avenue, Glendale, 623-939-6186, azdollandtoymuseum.com. Maricopa County Justice Museum and Learning Center. Those interested in the history of the legal system and law enforcement in the Valley can check out this museum located on the sixth floor of the historic City Hall building in downtown Phoenix. Touted as the country's only museum in a working courthouse, the center includes displays of court documents and photographs from the past. It also allows visitors to sit inside a replica of a real jail cell. 125 West Washington Street, Phoenix. JusticeMuseum.org. Penske Racing Museum. NASCAR, IndyCar, and Formula One fans will delight in this temple devoted to international auto racing inside the Penske Auto Mall. Visitors can lay eyes on legendary vehicles that competed in iconic racing events like the Indianapolis 500 and 24 Hours of Le Mans, plus a replica of the Pontiac Catalina that Roger Penske drove to victory in the 1963 NASCAR Riverside 250. After exploring the free museum, guests can grab lunch and see the cars in action at the Turn 4 Cafe, which overlooks a test track and off-roading course. 7191 East Chauncey Lane, Phoenix. 480-538-4444, PenskeAutoMall.com. Phoenix Trolley Museum. Learn about the history of streetcars in Phoenix at this little-known blink-and-you'll-miss-it gem in the Grand Avenue Arts District, which features a fleet of restored vintage trolleys that traversed the city streets from 1928 to 1947. Photos, maps, and other artifacts are also on display. 1117 Grand Avenue, Phoenix. 602-805-7343, phoenixtrolley.org. Buddy Stubbs Historical Motorcycle Museum. Fun fact, the largest collection of vintage motorcycles in the Southwest is enshrouded in an ostensibly ordinary Harley-Davidson dealer in Cave Creek. Many of the meticulously maintained cavalcade of 135 operational bikes, including a 1913 Indian Twin 2 Speed and a 1934 Brough Superior 1100cc V-twin, one out of only eight in the world, were modified by a renowned pinstriper and one-time Valley resident, Von Dutch, and restored by Buddy Stubbs, a former Harley racing legend and Hollywood stuntman who opened the eponymous shop in Phoenix in 1966. Free to the public. 13850 North Cave Creek Road, Phoenix. 602-971-3400. BuddyStubbsHD.com. Number 7. East Valley Graffiti Tunnels. Many of the drainage tunnels in Chandler, frequently embellished with bold angular graffiti letters, have been blocked off by steel grates or seemingly removed by the city. Get a glimpse of the colossal spray-painted structures near the ditch behind Lexus of Chandler on Orchid Lane. Number 8. Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport's inconspicuous Zen Zone. Folks at America's friendliest airport know that traveling can be stressful. Regardless of Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport's convenient location, helpful staff, and accessibility standards, to make flying in or out of Sky Harbor even more accommodating, the airport offers a discreet, quiet space of solitude called the Compassion Corner. This secluded section of Terminal 4, look for the stained glass window behind the second floor elevators just before the security checkpoint, includes a sensory room for children and adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities and an all-faith chapel with soft lighting, comfortable seating, prayer mats, religious texts, and calming art. 3400 Sky Harbor Boulevard, Phoenix, 602-273-3300, skyharbor.com. Number 9. The state's only rare book collection housed in a public library. Look for the circa 1895 Washington printing press that guards the Rare Book Room, a hallowed haven devoted to the written word, on the fourth floor of Burton Barr Central Library in Phoenix. The public can access a reference collection on the history of bookmaking, printing, and typography, or make an appointment to pull from a diverse archive of more than 3,000 rare and valuable first edition works by literary luminaries from Jane Austen to John Steinbeck. Historical texts, including a leaf from the Gutenberg Bible and a handwritten Greek calligraphy guide from the 1400s, antique atlases, manuscripts, and more. 1221 North Central Avenue, Phoenix. 602-262-4636, phoenixpubliclibrary.org. Number 10. A lush oasis in the middle of suburbia. Flanked by a strip mall and a low-density housing development, Queen Creek Wash Trail feels like a mirage. The rich riparian area runs along a creek and is lined with a canopy of verdant palo verde and mesquite trees, creosote bushes, brittlebush scrubs, and other bright green foliage. There is no signage to indicate the trail, but it's partially visible from Power Road and accessible from the Safeway parking lot. 18949 East Old Bow Trail, Queen Creek. queencreekaz.gov. Number 11. Explorable Ruins of a Historical Gravity Dam. Constructed by local rancher Frank Gillespie in 1926, the concrete Gillespie Dam on the Gila River allowed for the irrigation of nearly 10,000 acres in Arlington between Goodyear and Gila Bend before its unexpected collapse due to unusually high rainfall in 1993. This resulted in record flows through central Arizona's waterways, including the rivers and tributaries that connect to the Gila River. Today, the remains of the breached dam can still be seen from the US 80, while a small embankment diverts water into neighboring canals. The site of this decaying dam is desolate and shrouded in overgrown shrubs, evoking the inexplicable eeriness of most liminal spaces. But bighorn sheep and snowy egret sightings are not uncommon. Number 12. Downtown's Most Lavish Underground Dance Party at the Grand. This bar and nightclub is a large, labyrinthine party palace with three distinct spaces that offer completely different ambiances. Two secret bars within a bar, intimate speakeasy-style sanctum upstairs, and immersive pirate-themed cocktail lounge Ghost Ship downstairs allow guests to find a space that fits their vibe or float between them. On select Fridays, the Grand hosts a secret soiree called Underground Beats, during which rotating DJs play a mix of hip-hop, pop, Latin, and EDM. 718 North Central Avenue, Phoenix. 480-265-0724, thegrandaz.com. Number 13. Beating the heat and the crowds at a private lazy river. One of the best lazy rivers in the state isn't a water park, Buzzy Resort, or the Salt River. It's obstructed by sky-high adobe walls between a pickleball court, putting green, and outdoor fireplace in the backyard of a short-term rental property in Scottsdale. The lazy river is connected to a resort-style pool that encircles a hot tub and swim-up bar. The best part? You'll have it all to yourself, or a dozen of your closest friends. The house features 7 bedrooms and a 2-bedroom casita. Look up Scottsdale Oasis Lazy River Hot Tub Sport Court on VRBO.com to learn more. Number 14. A Year-Round Halloween Horror Emporium. It's never too early to start preparing for Halloween. At least, that's the ethos at Terror Trader, a year-round marketplace specializing all things spooky, scary, mysterious, and macabre. Vintage Halloween masks, VHS tapes of classic horror movies, and life-size zombies, ghouls, and killer clowns line the shop's coffin-shaped shelves. For a surplus of scares, visit the Oddities Room, a collection of antique dolls, Ouija boards, and other creepy relics. 941 West Elliott Road, Chandler. 480-590-3481, terrortrader.com. Number 15. Hidden Art at Arizona State University. Journey along a dirt path bordered by mature ironwood trees west of Rural Road and north of Terrace Avenue on ASU's Tempe campus to uncover Heir Apparent, artist James Turrell's elusive ode to light, space, history, and architecture. Constructed out of concrete and steel, the 90-foot-wide, 30-foot-tall structure is a modern interpretation of an ancient Hohokam shade ramada. The space also features a 15-foot rectangular opening to the sky that seems to effortlessly float above the structure. In reality, it's a 16-ton steel plate suspended by a system of steel cables containing 480 LED color-changing light fixtures that make sunrise and sunset particularly awe-inspiring. 797 East Tyler Street, Tempe, 480-727-8322, cfo.asu.edu/skyspace. Number 16. A Hi-Fi Audiophile Speakeasy. Serious audiophiles know that long-standing Phoenix record shop, The InGroove, is the Valley's premier place to purchase high-fidelity audio equipment. If you're in the market for a new phono cartridge, digital-to-analog converter, integrated amplifier, or turntable for your hi-fi system, owner Mike Esposito is your go-to guy, and will direct you to his secret sonic portal filled with his own big-budget setup, where you can test before you invest. Just step past the Employees Only sign for some sweet ear candy. 3300 North 24th Street, Phoenix. 602-957-2453. TheInGroove.com. Number 17. Underground Supper Clubs and Pop-Ups. The Rez. Find Renato Mario, Chef Mario, Etsy, serving up Navajo tacos on scratch-made blue corn tortillas and made-to-order fry bread out of his restaurant on wheels at First Friday, farmers markets, and festivals, as well as bars, restaurants, and street corners around downtown Phoenix. Follow at the _res_an_urban_eatery for locations and insightful musings on traditional Diné recipes and cooking techniques. Well, that does it for part one of the 25 best-kept secrets Phoenix has to offer. Be sure to tune in next week for part two. As always, I've been your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Be sure to stay tuned for more great programming right here on Sun Sounds of Arizona.